إله إلا الله.
You're listening to ebuzz.com.
محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة
والسلام. الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دروشي بلنا. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a direct command to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he must invite the people of the book towards Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards monotheism. In that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also explained to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the methodology of da'wah to the non-Muslims. In the most beautiful words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses to him. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. Declare it and say it to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, ta'alaw, come to me. Ta'alaw, come to me and listen to me. Ta'alaw ila kalimatin sawa'im baynana wa baynakum alla na'buda illallah. Let us come to this common agreement, a common platform, which is accepted by you and also acceptable by the Muslims. Allah na'buda illallah, that we worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the method, the tartib, the first degree of da'wah to the non-Muslim. Never mind what his belief are in other things. Invite him to something which is the natural function of every human being. Every insan, every human being, his heart is naturally inclined towards worshipping one Allah. It is easy for him to accept one God than two, three or more gods. He will listen to you if you say to him there is only one God. Allah is the creator of insan, and Allah is teaching and explaining Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you talk to the people of the book, those who take Musa alayhi salatu wa salam as their leader, or those who take Isa alayhi salatu wa salam in whatever capacity, prophet or aliyazu billah, son of God, as that was the Aqeedah even in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first effort must be towards Tawheed. Ya Ahl al-Kitab ta'alaw, wa la nushrika bihi shay'a, wa la yattakhidh ba'duna ba'dan arbaba. And that we will not associate partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is one and independent. Allahu samad. Allahu ahad. Allah is one. Subhanallah. Many in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the message of Quran, of his teachings, and reserved their place in Jannah, and they were given that title of being Ashabun Nabi, the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there were many also that rejected the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were doomed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed them. They were punished in this dunya, and they will be punished in the hereafter also. Unfortunately, today we see also that more than 3 billion people, 3 billion plus people, take one great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a symbol of shirk. One great Nabi, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Subhanallah. And they call him Ibnullah, that Aliyazu Billahi is the son of God. 3 billion plus deviated from the teachings of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, not understanding and knowing that the purpose of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is the fact that he came as a test for humanity. His coming is a test for humanity. And that is why Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that from amongst the major signs of the day of Qiyamah, one is Masih Isa ibn Maryam, and the other is Masih Dajjal. One is Masih Isa ibn Maryam, and the second is Masih Dajjal. The one Masih is the great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gave him miracles. Allah gave him miracles. And the other Masih, Masih al-Dajjal, Kazzab, the liar, the imposter, the one who will claim to be a prophet in his time also. Allah gave him the power of magic. Magic. Isa alayhi salatu was salam was given mu'ajizat. Masih al-Dajjal was given, or will be given, magic. And both of them, Masih, come to this dunya as a test for humanity. The very birth of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam, miraculously, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Banu Israel, a community that is very, very quick to accuse someone, and even a pious lady like Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu was salam, when she came with Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam, straight away, Ya Ukhta Harun, ma kana abuki mra'a saw'in wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. What is this? And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam, his very first mu'ajiza, when he was only a few days old, to acquit the blame of being zaniya, aliyazu billah. And he said, this is even recorded in the Quran, qala inni abdullah, he said to the people in front, Banu Israel, I am the slave of Allah. Atani al-kitab, Allah has given me a book, Injil, divine scripture. Waja'alani nabiyya, and Allah has made me a nabi, a prophet. I'm not the son of God. Subhanallah. And when you read the verses of the Quran, just yesterday, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam said to the people, Banu Israel, وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, I am a prophet sent to you, O Banu Israel. وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنِّي كَجِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, I come to you with clear signs from your Lord. And some of the miracles are also mentioned in the Quran. أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. I design for you from the clay that you give me different types of shapes, a shape of a bird, and then I blow in it. فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And then it becomes a bird that flies away in front of you. But subhanallah, in every miracle that is attached in the Quran given to Isa alayhi salam, one clause is there, bi'idhnillah, by the permission of Allah, by the permission of Allah, by the permission of Allah. Bi'idhnillah. I do this by the permission of Allah. وَأُبْرِهُ الْأَكْمَهَا وَالْأَبْرَسَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. I give cure to the blind, to the lepers. I give life to the dead, bi'iznillah, by the permission of Allah. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ. I have proof and I have full knowledge of what you eat and even what you store. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. These are clear signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only if you believe. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, our vision of Isa alayhi salam, we have a distinct picture. We have no problem with the zat, with the status of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. And the most beautiful example Allah has given with regards to the status, the maqam of Isa alayhi salam. Allah says, Inna masala Isa indallahi kamasali Adam. The example of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is like Adam alayhi salam. Why do you take him to be the son of God? Because he had no father? Look at Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah is saying. He did not have a father and a mother. So what is he? Inna masala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam. Allah is Khaliq, Allah is Almighty. خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah can create a billion Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah does not need cause for something to be in front. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala merely has to say kun. And that is again even just to explain to humanity, kun fayakun. We have no problem with the zat of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. When we study the verses of the Quran, Allah has even mentioned that the very Christians who take Isa alayhi salatu wassalam to be the Son of God, in the second coming of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. When Isa alayhi salatu wassalam comes again, returns as an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of them will accept Islam at the hands of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Majority of the people. That is why in the hadith it comes that the majority of the followers of Masihud Dajjal are al-Yahud. Al-Yahud. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not mentioned al-Nasara. He says al-Yahud. The Quran is saying, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam himself will sit on the pulpit and will dispel the misconceptions in their heart and will say to them, I am the Nabi of Allah, wa rasulan ila bani Israel, and I come to you now as an ummati of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah ilayhi. My respected brothers and elders, from the verses that I have read in front of you, we must make shukr, we must be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has blessed us with iman, that He has allowed us to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the millions and billions that are out there, Allah has chosen us. Allah has selected us, and that we are connected to all the Prophets, Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Our fundamental duty, my respected brothers in this world, firstly is to make sure we protect Iman, preserve our Iman, full conviction, no shukuk, no doubt. Our salvation, najat, is only in the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And after that, the noble duty that is given to us, Allah says, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best from all that came. Your duty is to invite people to what is good. Khair. My respected brothers, harming civilians in this country is only making life difficult for us. Is only making life difficult for us. This is not the tartib. The tartib that is given to us, alhamdulillah, Muslims living in this country, we have a responsibility. Let us conquer them, let us conquer their hearts by good character, by being da'un ila al-khayr. Invite them to the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Talk to them. Don't turn away from them. Take time out for them. Give them whatever you can. Invite them, explain to them. Say to them, subhanallah, that this religion is connected to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is created by the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't say by the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One beautiful hadith recorded in the Sahih of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator. He says, Kunna ku'udan ma'a Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ma'ana Abu Bakrin wa Umar. Once we were sitting in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a gathering. The narrator is Hazrat Abu Huraira. He says that with us, the two great Khalif, Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar Farooq, were also there. All of a sudden, فقام رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم stood up and he walked away from our majlis, from our gathering. We waited for Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. His long duration of absence was difficult for the companions to bear. Hazrat Abu Huraira says that I was the first one to stand up to see and to search for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to where he was. Hazrat Abu Huraira is the narrator. He says that I started walking hoping that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be somewhere in this direction. I ended up far away in the farm area of Banu Najjar. The Ansari companions had their date farms. And there was this one massive date farm in front of me, which was fortified by a wall all around. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an says that I wanted to get into this date farm. I looked for a door, walam ajid baban, but I could not find any door to this great massive date farm that was there, belonging to Banu Najjar, the Ansari companions. He says that I noticed that there was one well outside this date farm. The water of that well was going into the date farm. I noticed that from the direction of that water going through from beneath the wall into the date farm, there was a slight crack on the wall. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and says that I was very slim and young. It was difficult, but with difficulty I managed to get through that crack and entered into the date farm. As he entered into the date farm, straight away, someone said to him, Abu Huraira? Abu Huraira? In the hadith it comes. It was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the date farm and said to him, "Is that you, O Abu Huraira? Is that you?" فَقُلْتُ نَعَمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ I recognize the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I said to him, "Yes, Allah's Nabi, it is me, Abu Huraira." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was all alone and said to him, "What brings you here, O Abu Huraira?" Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and says that I explained the situation. I said to him, "Ya Rasulullah, there is a search party outside looking for you. We were concerned that all of a sudden you stood up and you walked away. We were concerned about your security, your safety." Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at Abu Huraira and said to him, "Ya Abu Huraira, don't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects me? Subhanallah. Don't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects me?" Subhanallah. The concern of every Nabi, and this is the sunnah of all the Nabi that came. If the Ummah was suffering or was in that state of distress, immediately comfort was given to them by Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. When we look at the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, when he declared to his brothers that, "I am your brother, I am Yusuf." Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam knew straight away. Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, the father, was in difficulty, in pain, crying for the absence of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, he became blind. It was difficult for Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam to leave Egypt. What he did, immediately he took out his kurta and gave it to the brothers and said to the brothers, "Put my kurta on the face of my father, that will give him comfort." Subhanallah. In the story of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately takes off his slippers. He takes off his slippers and gives it to Abu Huraira and says to Abu Huraira, "Abu Huraira, go out immediately. If the companions are looking for me and if they are distressed, go and show them my chappal mubarak, my slippers." The words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Abu Huraira, faman laqiyaka min wara'i hadhi al-ha'it yashhadu an la ilaha illallah mustayqinan biha qalbuhu fabashshirhu bil jannah." Subhanallah. "O Abu Huraira, take my slippers, and anyone who you meet outside this date farm, anyone who testifies to the kalima la ilaha illallah, not by the tongue, by the heart, mustayqinan biha qalbu, the yaqeen is there in the heart, fabashshirhu bil jannah, then give him the glad tidings of jannah." Subhanallah. Allah has given us this iman. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and what a khadim had that opportunity to lift up the sandals of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He comes out from the date farm and the first person who he meets is who? Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar Farooq, senior sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira is a junior and also the student of Hazrat Umar Farooq. Ustaz Shagir. And then Hazrat Abu Huraira saw that Umar Farooq, quickly he went, "Assalamu alaikum," and said, "Look, hadha na'lay Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are the slippers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I am giving you the glad tidings of Jannah." Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, and out of anger, gave him one blow on the chest. You dishing out Jannah just like that? Distributing Jannah? What do you think you are? Hazrat Umar Farooq, the force of that one punch was such that Hazrat Abu Huraira fell to the ground. Hazrat Umar Farooq lifted him up. "Where did you get these sandals? And how come you are saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given you this message that you must give Jannah to everyone? Go back, return back." Hazrat Abu Huraira, the words of the hadith are that Hazrat Abu Huraira had tears in his eyes. The chappal were with him, Hazrat Umar Farooq was behind. Now both get into the date farm. And Hazrat Abu Huraira comes and complains, Ya Rasulullah, this is what Umar Farooq has done, radiyallahu ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at Umar Farooq and says to him, Ya Umar, ma hamalta ala fa'alta. Subhanallah, what beautiful words. Ma hamalta ala fa'alta. Oh Umar, why? What is the reason of beating up Abu Huraira? And Hazrat Umar Farooq, beautiful words. Bi-abi anta wa ummi, Ya Rasulullah. May my father and mother be a ransom to you. Subhanallah. Mere ma baap aap par kurban. Ya Rasulullah, you can do what you wish, but my opinion is that if Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an takes your slippers and he meets everyone in the city of Madinatul Munawwara and he gives every single one of them the glad tidings of Jannah, possibly all of them will succumb to negligence and they will take that to be granted. So my opinion is, Ya Rasulullah, that it is better if Hazrat Abu Huraira gives back to you your slippers and let the companions work for Jannah. So they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let them do mujahada. Let them strive in the path of Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala and said to him, Fakhalli, fakhalli. Abu Huraira, it is fine. You have done your duty. What Umar Farooq is saying is also correct. Subhanallah. What a beautiful hadith, my respected brothers. I end with this hadith. Respected brothers, ulama, muhaddiseen have mentioned that the slippers given to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an was an indication that anyone who follows the footsteps of Rasulullah, anyone who follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him Jannah. Alhamdulillah, it is the mercy of Allah. We should be grateful. Allah has given us Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the Quran. And Allah has made us from the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that we honor the month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة الله رحيم كريم يا الله ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما اللہ ہم ٹوٹے پھوٹے لوگ ہیں ناقص ہے بولنے والا بہت زیادہ گنہگار ہے یا اللہ بولنے والے کو قبول فرما سننے والے کو قبول فرما اللہ جو اس دنیا سے چلے گئے ہیں یا اللہ ان کی قبروں کو منور فرما اللہ جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا دے اللہ اس مسجد کو قبول فرما لے یا اللہ خدمت کرنے والے کو قبول فرما لے یا اللہ جن کی جو بھی خدمت کر رہے ہیں یا اللہ ان کو ترقی دے اللہ ان کو ترقی دے یا اللہ ہمارے بچے ہماری اولاد ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنے یا اللہ ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنے یا اللہ جس کی جو پریشانی ہو اس پریشانی کو دور فرما اللہ جو بیمار ہے ان کو شفا دے اللہ جو بیمار ہے ان کو شفا دے اللہ جو بیمار ہے ان کو شفا دے یا اللہ انگلینڈ کے اندر ایمان کا دروازہ کھول دے یا اللہ جوک در جوک جماعت در جماعت یہ لوگ دین اسلام کے اندر داخل ہو جائے اللہ ایمان اسلام کا دروازہ کھول دے اس ملک میں سبحان اللہ وبحمده سبحان اللہ العظیم سمعنا واطعنا غفرانک ربنا و الیک المصیر برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین